How are you feeling right now?
Pretty good. The department's in great shape. Whoever the Board of Police Commissioners selects to be the next chief is going to be most likely one of the three lieutenant colonels that have been here for their entire careers. They know the organization inside and out, so I really truly believe the department will be in great shape.
What sort of challenges or opportunities do you think the new chief is going to face? And what are some systemic issues that they may have to deal with as chief?
Certainly, crime is always an issue. St. Louis County is more diverse than ever. St. Louis County has more issues than we've ever had. But crime is, generally speaking, is under control. We're at the lowest level in St. Louis County since 1969. My point is, by saying crime is going to be an issue they're going to have to deal with, it cannot continue to go down. Crime eventually will return to historic numbers, and that's something the new chief is going to have to deal with. In addition to that, we continue to have an ongoing heroin problem in St. Louis County that'll need to be dealt with. And certainly, many of the municipal agencies, cities can no longer probably afford to have a competent police department. So that's going to fall squarely in the lap of the new police chief. They're going to have to deal with those issues.
That was going to be my next question. It seems like one systemic issue is some of these smaller municipalities just don't have the money for a police force, and they have to turn to St. Louis County, sometimes kicking and screaming, like the Uplands Park
Right.
situation. Do you think that's going to intensify over the next few years?
That's absolutely going to continue. Many of these cities have already burned through their reserve funds, so they're basically have done everything they could do within their own powers to stay afloat. And they're going to have to make some decisions on whether or not they remain as a city, or at the very least, they're going to have to look at other sources of protection, like police protection. Maybe working with a neighboring city on public works type functions. That's going to continue.
Do you think that, if more cities need the St. Louis County Police Department for contracting, is that going to tax the force even more because they're going to have to be in more places than they could?
It depends. If the county council says, guess what, we recognize the role of the county police is expanding in St. Louis County, they're going to have to make sure the revenues are sufficient to keep up with that growth. They will not be able to say, guess what, you now are going to take over this additional territory, have more responsibilities, and by the way, we're going to give you no additional resources to do that. That just won't work.
Well, I was talking with the Councilwoman Irby yesterday, and one of the things that she wants the police department to focus on is stamping out racial profiling. Has that been an issue throughout your tenure? Do you think that will be an issue for the new chief?
I think it depends who you talk to, whether or not you think it's an issue. There's a lot of people that feel, no matter what we do, no matter how much training, no matter how much education, that racial profiling will continue, no matter what's being done. There are always going to be people that feel that way. But I will tell you this, as far as stamping out racial profiling, I don't know that you can ever do that in a human being's heart, ever. I don't know in the history of mankind, has there always been somebody with bias? Absolutely. And I don't know that that's ever going to change. All we could do is try to address it as we see it, if we see it, and offer our officers more training than ever. Plus, I think you're going to see that as the department is more diverse today than it's ever been. As long as we reflect the community that we serve, I think the community expects that, but they also don't expect us to be perfect.
Now, I think you told my colleague Maria Altman that you're going to miss the circus, but you aren't going to miss the clowns. I think maybe what you meant by that, and I'm assuming here, is no matter who's chief, there always seems to be this inherent political veneer to the job. Is that fair? And should they expect to be thrust into politics if they get into this job?
Well, you have to fight it constantly to be thrust into politics. It's going to be an especially heated time of year because there's a primary in August for a county executive. And you just have to be conscious of what's going on around you as far as the politics go. But it's the chief's place is not to get involved in the politics, is to try to stay away the best that you can and just deal with issues on a law enforcement basis, not a political basis. If you always answer questions, if you always handle your job on a law enforcement basis, you'll stay out of the political arena.
Since the Board of Commissioners is appointed by the county executive, is there going to be kind of a political aspect to the job, no matter who's county executive? Should there be restructuring to make the police force more independent from the county executive?
One of the things that you have to remember is the public, they're in charge of the police department. The police department should never be in a role or a capacity where they're in charge of everything. I don't think we want that kind of police department. The public should always have a role in that. And certainly the public gets to vote on who the county executive is. So if the public's not happy with how the police department's being operated by the Board of Police Commissioners, they get to decide that at the voting booth. If they say we like what's going on in the police department, then they get to tell the county executive we like what's going on during election day. So it's really always up to the public, but the public should be in charge of the police department.
What will you miss most about being chief, and what will you not miss most about being chief?
The two things I'll miss the most, very easy, are the people that I work with every day here, the professionals that you're not going to find a higher quality of individuals doing this job than right here at St. Louis County. And I'll certainly miss, 34 years in this business, putting the uniform on every day. That'll be something that I'll miss. What I won't miss is the political stuff you already talked about. If we could just do crime fighting and deal with law enforcement issues in a police department, it really would be the best job in the world. But unfortunately, all the political stuff gets dragged in, and the chief has to deal with that.